Introduction. Living at the edge of death. My lifelong encounters with non-physical beings. For years, I tried and tried to be normal. That didn't work out so well. Then I died in New Zealand, and that worked out much better. In my first memory, around 3 years old, I stared into a Christmas ornament, a shiny red ball. I could see the reflection of my parents and the TV in the next room. I stared, entranced by the images in that red ball. I realize now that I was already becoming aware of other worlds. I remember doing the same thing again when I was 5 or 6 years old. I studied my great-grandmother's necklace. I would stare into the depths of a tiny rhinestone embedded in the center of a cross. I could see another world. I always felt the magical energy in my great-grandma's house. As a child, I had no idea she was a medium herself who gave readings, healings, and participated in seances. She even had a long, thin, trumpet-like horn that spirits would talk through during a seance. My great-grandmother belonged to the Spiritualist Church and the secret esoteric organization called the Rosicrucian Order. I remember how she let me look through the stacks and stacks of Rosicrucian teachings that were piled all over her tiny house. She allowed me to look through all those secret teachings. Great-grandma kept us entertained in many ways. My sister and I had no idea she was teaching us spiritual concepts and readings. She would place a regular deck of cards on the kitchen table and then told us about our future lives. I remember watching hot water rise in the little glass lid of her ancient dented percolator coffee pot. She allowed us to drink a bit of coffee. When the mystery lay at the bottom of our cups, where we carefully studied all the coffee grounds, we saw mountains, rivers, or the faces of our guides. She was also an energy worker before there was a name for that profession. I can still hear her saying, "swish, swish, swish," as she worked with my energy field. 40 years later, I received the first Reiki attunement. And right after receiving the third Reiki attunement, I suddenly heard my grandma's voice saying, "swish, swish, swish." I then began working as an energy worker. Reiki brought relief into my life. Energy work made sense to me. I could feel it and see it. Clients kept reporting to me all the ways they benefited from my Reiki sessions. The more I did Reiki, the more I felt normal, my normal. I was finally more at home with myself. Until that third attunement, I had forgotten that my great-grandmother taught me so much. I loved her. I loved her kitchen, her stacks of beautiful Rosicrucian manuals, and I especially loved the magical sparkles that always floated throughout her tiny house. I thought that was normal, too. I was around 8 years old when I first surprised my family with my comments. I overheard my grandmother talking to my mother in the kitchen. Both were able to see spirit people, and yet they said there were no other beings in the universe except here on Earth. I didn't know what the universe was, but my 8-year-old self loudly announced, "I think there are people in other places, too." They both were shocked. They turned to me and confidently said, "No, we are the only beings in the universe." They thought that was the end of the story. Soon after this conversation, I was sitting in the Lutheran church next to my grandmother, my mother's mother. I listened intently to a different minister of the church. I looked up at my grandmother and declared, "That is too simple. It's more complicated than that." With eyes wide in horror, she looked around to see how many people had heard me. And then she sternly shushed me and told me to lie down and go to sleep there on the church pew.